You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Washington County Sheriff's deputy with a decade of service has stepped down after allegations of repeatedly stealing food from a gas station while on duty. The deputy, not yet named, has resigned, and there's a criminal investigation by the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office. Washington County Sheriff Marty Schulteis says although the monetary loss may not be significant, the alleged actions represent a serious breach of public trust. Governor Evers is set to visit the All Bout Children Preschool in Brookfield today. It's part of another tour, this time attempting to highlight his child care initiatives. The Brookfield facility has received over $746,000 in child care counts funding. Waukesha County has gotten a total of $65 million in that funding for more than 230 providers. The Evers budget proposal aims to invest over $500 million to try to lower child care costs. Federal cuts could put local HIV funding at risk. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Bill Keaton is chief advocacy officer at Milwaukee-based Vivant Health. He said there have been discussions to eliminate the Division of HIV Prevention within the CDC that could include eliminating $1.3 billion in funding. Keaton said Vivant receives about $1.9 million annually. He explained all of those programs and the people Vivant reaches across the state are at risk. Keaton said Vivant lacks the financial resources to make up for the potential loss in federal funding over the long term.
Amtrak is apologizing for outages. Travelers across several routes faced disruptions yesterday as the rail company had to deal with corroded rail cars. Half of the Hiawatha round trips between Chicago and Milwaukee were canceled. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Yankees in the Bronx. Carlos Rodon, who was with the White Sox and then the Giants, on the mound today for the first time as a Yankee against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a rough spring training for the crew's pitching staff.
We did have a ton of injuries. I mean, seven of our top 13 pitchers will not be going to New York. And then that's disturbing. You know, that's difficult and hard to deal with, but that's what it is right now. We hope to get some of those guys back. There's one that maybe two, seven, the other seven will be back at some point, and that's what's crucial for us.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 10 last night in Denver, 127-117 to the Nuggets.
Yeah, I thought when we lost the game, I told our coaches we had to make about four to five more threes than them tonight, and I thought if we did that, we would win the game, and I think it was a dead heat, right? So that might have been the difference.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Bruce Springsteen are anxiously awaiting the release of the new biopic about the boss, Deliver Me From Nowhere, which covers the time in the rock icon's life when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his Nebraska album. Sources say filming has wrapped. Jeremy Allen White plays the role of Springsteen, but another actor really hit home with the boss. British actor Stephen Graham plays Springsteen's father, Douglas Dutch Springsteen. Graham appeared on the Soundtracking podcast where he said after visiting the set, Springsteen sent him the most beautiful text he'd ever received. The text from Springsteen thanked the adolescent actor for portraying his father so well and bringing back that memory, adding that it was better than any award he could ever receive. Graham said Springsteen is an icon and that the text from him made him cry. You could try to find a cooler guy than Bruce Springsteen, but you would not be successful. Another record at Netflix falls thanks to a new release. The show Adolescence has already become one of the biggest success stories at the streamer. Crime drama is about a 13-year-old boy accused of killing a girl at his school set in the UK. It's now the most watched series after pulling in 66 million viewers in less than 2 weeks. Tax incentives for filmmakers is an issue here in Wisconsin, and if Rob Lowe were to weigh in, he would probably say do everything you can to pass them. The difference is the Outsiders actor would rather they did the same thing in California, where they have no incentives for filmmakers other than proximity to studios, equipment, and talent. On a recent episode of his podcast, Lowe said all the city officials in Los Angeles that allowed production to leave the area should be fired. But if they have to leave, I hope they come to Wisconsin. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are back as Woody and Buzz in a new Toy Story, but it might not be like the previous films. Pixar Studios says the fifth installment might surprise people and have them asking, is this really a Toy Story film? Not sure what to make of that. Pixar reps have emphasized there have been four films and they need to find ways to keep the franchise interesting. Toy Story 5 is expected to hit theaters sometime in 2026. I don't know that cast is all that important to Marvel fans because they'd probably go to the movies anyway. But having said that, the studio has released the names of the cast of the Avengers Doomsday. Chris Hemsworth and Anthony Mackie are back, and joining them in the cast will be Paul Rudd, Tom Hiddleston, and Sebastian Stan. Doomsday is expected to hit theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be kind of cloudy with a sprinkle or two this morning, but the sun will come out this afternoon with a high right around 50 today. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm after midnight with a low of 42. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, then partly cloudy and a lot warmer with a high tomorrow near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.